our meeting will come to order. We have the roll call.
Citizen Member English.
Present.
Council Member Termini.
Here.
Citizen Member Dexter.
Yeah.
And Council Member Terrazas. Absent.
Right. The agenda, the first item is the agenda for tonight's meeting. Can we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. The minutes of August 22nd. Are there any questions or concerns or corrections to the minutes?
I'll move the minutes.
You'll need the second because she wasn't there.
I have to
abstain. Oh, I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Unanimous again.
One abstention.
One abstention. Thank you. Okay. Oral communications. Are these communications from the public? Does the public have anything they would like to say?
Not.
You have 2 minutes.
No, thank you.
Not at this time. Okay. Moving on to staff reports. Financials.
Do you have the packet for the September 2015 financials? It starts with the dashboard report. That's a summary of key revenues and key expenditure line items. At this point in time, we are ahead of estimated planned revenues by 1%. Really, the sales tax is pulling us up over 2.5% ahead of prorated budget pace. So sales tax continues to be a strong revenue source for this county as a whole. Shameless plug for this board in that the numbers that we approved are much more realistic than the numbers of Finance Authority. Never mind.
Well, otherwise you'd be a lot further ahead.
Yes. But no, I think we think this is a sustainable place. We might end up sales tax 3 to 4% ahead of our budget. It's just continues to be gaining strength month to month. So that's positive, really positive news. As far as expenditures, we are outpacing our budget, but that was planned.
Yes.
So last year we ended with a large surplus, and a lot of that was funding for books and services that were carried into this year. So we knew we were going to spend more cash this year than we had budget planned because of a lot of those carryover expenditures.
I understand, Mr. Chair. I understand that. And yet the place where we really went over the budget is in books, which I'd love to see. But it's noted as books with grants, and yet I don't think, are the grants are not listed in the revenue, or are they?
They're in the detail. So there are two.
Under other revenue.
Correct, yes.
So the grants are under other revenue?
Correct.
Okay, got it.
So from an expenditure standpoint, we track books that are purchased straight from cash, and then we track separately books that we bought with using grant proceeds.
Okay.
So this is combining those two operating line items into one reporting line.
Got it. And our reserves, or maybe I should wait until the reserve portion of the agenda. Do we show our reserves under pooled cash as opposed to a separate reserve line item?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
So one thing to note, so expenditures to date, we are $241,000 over in the hole. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as net profit, net gain loss, again, a lot of that was planned, so that doesn't come as a surprise. We actually budgeted to be in the hole $455,000 for the year, and that was using surplus money from last year.
And part of that was retiring the debt.
Yes.
And the pay ahead on CalPERS.
Yes.
Right.
How do we account for the carryover then? How does that show up so that it offsets this overrun?
When we adopted the budget, we're showing the deficit budget to be paid from reserves, so paid from surpluses essentially.
So the unspent funds from last year go into reserves?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Marcus, what accounts for the difference in the short-term debt? I understand between July and August we paid off the loan, but from 40 to 62,000 August to September, is that something that just something fluctuating? Or
it's payables.
It's just payroll.
Timing of
payables.
Or payables. Issue
invoicing.
So just a fluctuating, that number fluctuates month to month.
Sure.
300,000 is abnormal, so that's more year end accrual stuff.
Right.
You're moving a lot of stuff the prior year and current year. It's just an accounting entry. So
we have no long term debt. How great.
Yes. We paid that off in July.
You know,
try to change that.
When we,
yes.
I don't know.
Short term celebration.
Still good. When we moved from the previous admin building to the water department building slash library building, it was in a program where after a certain number of years, we would have paid off the building and would no longer have excessive monthly cost.
Right.
What's the horizon line on that? Do you
2037.
Recall? 37?
2037 is my is what I recall.
It wasn't 20 years, it was 30 years?
Apparently.
Really?
I thought the debt that we retired was the balance on that loan.
No, that was the tenant improvements to that building.
Just the TIs, okay.
Not the lease.
Maybe you could confirm for definite on that. I seem to just something in my head said it was 20 years, 27, but
I have it in my notes.
Just a note, okay.
Yeah,
I'm
get
no
that
burning need. About.
I just didn't bring my home notebook.
Is the cash? Can you explain the remaining cash line?
Yes. So it's a little abnormal. What I'm trying to do is set that fair first line in key balance sheet items. Cash reserve held at 2 months. I want us to always know what our reserve target is. So in the case of July, we had excess cash. So we were at 2,014,000 target, and on top of that, we had 355,000 extra for August because the plan. Large costs in the end of July and really in August, we overspent. So we were actually netted about $1.79 million. So if we fund our 2 month reserve, we'd require $212,000 cash influx from somewhere. So that's what September is telling us. We're now only 7,000 apart, meaning we're technically short of our reserve by $6,961.
Okay.
And what the policy that the board adopted was within 6 months, if we were unable to maintain our reserve target for 6 months, the staff would have to present a plan of how we achieve that, whether it be new revenue source,
right.
One-time cash influx, borrowing, or cost reductions.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't believe, we'll talk about that in the next item, but there's not a large impetus for us to start planning now how we're going to restore our cash balance.
So and one of the reasons, again, for that 212,000 deficit in August would have been the payoff of the loan.
Yep.
Would have been the big, took us, and the first.
Right.
Few papers.
Okay.
So we expect, we'll see before October
uh-huh.
comes out, but I think October will be a good month, and then we might not have an issue.
We're just 3 months in.
Any other notable issues on the
payroll? So payroll was abnormally high in August, and that's a three payroll month. There were three different payroll periods in that month, so it creates a larger impact. Other than that, I can't say nothing terribly out of the ordinary. Again, accounting for larger than normal book purchases, which is a good thing. I can say that it's negative.
Gearing up into the fiscal year. Mm-hmm.
In the large other expenditures, is there a particular lump in there? Is that the payoff of the loan? That's
yeah, that would be where you'd see the debt service payments happening in July.
Okay. Great.
Again, the boarding schedules all have the detailed line item for the revenues and expenditures. Perspective on cash balances for the last four fiscal years. And you've got detail on balance sheet accounts for the general operations of the library as well as the trust accounts. All supporting information.
I understand why the report is titled the way it is, but maybe if there could be detail on the revenue status could say something about the fact that it's for the library and not the city of Santa Cruz. It would eliminate the confusion amongst the public. I know that we understand what we're looking at, but being public documents. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't know that they can change that.
No, the
report out of the financial system.
I think that's, you know, that's a
footnote.
It's a request.
This is the law. Yeah.
Yeah.
A rubber stamp.
I mean, I could write it.
Magic
marker. I could do it in magic marker.
We need some thought there. Please, I think within the context of the report,
we have a stamp. We have a stamp for the library.
We do, but. Well, this didn't go in, this didn't get posted yet because we didn't get it in time, so if we post it, we'll just say the word library.
You can buy a
stamp. Marcus.
Or we can just, not right now, we can just write library.
Yeah, before it gets copied, then it's.
I know there's an accelerated amount of scrutiny for this kind of thing right at this moment, so it didn't make this clear as possible.
I mean, you don't think the public knows that 951 is library?
If they were really good detectives.
Tell us, member of the public, what does 951 mean to you?
There it goes.
You're right.
Are there any line items in these umpteen pages of detail that are worth talking about, looking at?
You know, some of them look like we're 25% of the year, and so some of them look like they're really high. We're still in that early part of the year where a lot of things are encumbered, which makes it look like we're more spent than we are. The big one, I think, to watch is personnel, and it's right at 25, so.
We're doing a brisk business in photocopying.
Yes, we are.
That's amazing.
Papers, lives.
Apparently, it's
paperless.
It does.
We're actually looking at print management systems. My guess is our revenue will go up because of capturing more.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot we lose now.
Oh.
And a lot more we could offer.
Nice.
Okay.
Paper.
I'll just end with the same comment that you've heard before. This dashboard report is meant to be useful for this committee and the board. So to the extent that there might be other revenue line items or expenditure line items you want to see emphasized in here, certainly more than willing to do that. I think our end game is to try to get it on one page. It could spill over the two pages. I don't think we'll have a lot of heartburn over that. But the more you can keep it on one page,
I do have a question along those lines. Not that I want to go into great detail on this right now, but I was looking at the budget, and then I was looking at that we approved in June, and I was looking at how it's been rolled up into, you know, some line items have been rolled together, obviously, to produce this report. And why, for example, does janitorial services stand out by itself? You know, when it's just one of a lot of building services, when others have been lumped together,
I think the rationale in the beginning was trying to identify line items that have the tendency to fluctuate.
Oh, fluctuate, okay.
And more subject to discretion. And so trying to, showing the lease payment line, it's going to be the same every month.
Yeah.
No value. So just trying to find something that is A, significant, and B, had a potential to fluctuate or was somewhat within management's control.
Right.
If you saw certain facilities deciding they wanted extra clean and
yeah.
were doubling down on their costs.
It was just interesting when I looked at all the...
Yeah, there's no...
That one in particular would have its own on the dashboard.
Like I said, no...
All right, I understand the rationale.
I think, for example, we for a while we're showing the donations line item. This is a separate line, and sometimes there's activities, sometimes there isn't. So
right.
Gone away from showing that. I think janitorial can go away from it to have a meaningful operational on that.
Be part of building and facility.
Yeah, but any comments like that, I'm more than happy to.
Right, well, I'll look again, and there may be as we get into the, once we get our get into the facility master plan and we're actually executing it, we're obviously going to want to track different things when it comes especially to the buildings at that time. But
I think part of it may have also come to from what Marcus is doing is he's taking these reports, which are where the city finance system puts things into their categories, and then he's then taking it and massaging it into this.
Right. Yep.
And my guess is janitorial is part for some reason. It's especially it's a contract we have, so it might have been set apart there, and
well,
isn't
no,
just
and
part of building.
And I understand too that if there's potential for fluctuation or potential for something for us to be looking at that could save us or improve whatever, that makes sense. And there may be, as you say, new things that we want to look at. Depending on new circumstances as we go forward. So,
and when you look at books and personnel costs combined,
that's the bulk of 75%
of your costs are there.
Right.
And so then you've got the remaining 25% amongst everything else.
Right.
So,
which
of those do you want? Are curious?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What else do you want to spotlight?
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
Subjective. Always more than willing to listen to your feedback. Mm-hmm. At this point in time, we have my end game view. I'm sorry, bad one. You usually don't talk this long. I think our end game was to kind of get down to where we felt this was a final product and ready to go. And then we spent some staff resources in programming to make this a turnkey report. Right now, it's still a manual, exported, Excel massage, created document. Has a lot of links and self checks, so it's a little quite easier to pull together than it used to be. But once we feel like we've got it in the working format that the board and committee are comfortable with, we'll then invest the time and energy to try to make a push button, click button, I should say.
Well, that's very useful. I appreciate
it. Yeah. The only other thought I had on this report is this other expenditures line. It covers a lot of sins, and the total number here is bigger than any line except payroll.
And books, depending on the month.
Well, I'm looking at the year-to-date. It's bigger than the books, too. Right?
Yeah.
It's 736 versus 463.
Technology, professionals.
And so the question is, if there are a few major items that make up that number, would it make sense to footnote what they are? I'm not suggesting we put multiple lines up here, but if you could say of this 736 or whatever as year to date, or of the September 117, 80% of that was made up by the debt service, or it was some other lump sum thing. I mean, if it's made up of 300 little things that add up to that number, this isn't worth doing.
It's also going to change each month.
Well, I realize that. That's why I'm saying it should probably be a footnote that would explain, what's the it's the 80-20 thing. What are the 20% of the things that make up 80% of that number? And it may not be 80-20, and it may not be as easy as I'm making it sound. But if there were one or two or three items that are the bulk of what's in there, I think it would help to put it down here, because that number is, as I said, it's bigger in a couple of the months here than in any other line item other than payroll.
Probably makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We still fit it on one page.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other comments on the detail? I mean, there's so much data in here that, unless you folks say there's something abnormal about a line item here, we're going to have to go through this line by line by line to see if there's something in here that.
We usually get it to you ahead of time.
Right. Well, the only thing that would probably make someone's eyebrows go up, just as a function of not understanding how the report is built, because depending on the number of expenditures in a certain code, certain account, it could appear on here multiple times. And I just binding and printing outside. I understand why we spent so much this last few months, but it keeps on being listed as the expenditures build up and it burns down the budget, and then the budget is adjusted, probably journal-wise, by 10,000, and then the budget starts to eat again. So that can start to confuse people, but I think that as long as we don't focus too much on the line by line, you follow what I'm saying? Well, I mean, there's five entries for bonding.
Yep.
Different divisions.
And that's because.
It's five different divisions.
But they're all the same account numbers.
Different sub-accounts. I mean, different division level accounts.
Different division.
Yeah, they end with the same five-digit series, correct, but they're.
But if you move back, you'll see that there's a different division.
Is that right?
50,
so
51,
that, I'm saying that's what starts to, you know, we start to drill down and it gets.
Complete library closing
wild.
In 10 minutes.
I like this page.
You're working on it.
I have a question about the ILS. When that purchase is, and I don't think it has.
We just start in October, we'll show the first payment. Have we actually put a check yet? Are we supposed to send
something? We started a PO, but I don't
think. So that'll make the other expenditures bump up huge.
Yeah. I was going to say that for the next few months, your big expenditures are going to be in technology.
Right, and then, so we're going to show a deficit there for a while until we, a negative, until we kind of catch up later in the year. Yeah.
And yet the budget account is still
we budgeted
whole.
Right. Yeah,
it was
we
like
budgeted.
4%.
It's under the budget.
Yeah, it's actually under budget, but that will, so that's going to show up in our other expenditures, and that's so that's going to really fund that.
Yeah, it's going to be the big one.
I was just going to speak to Mike's question is maybe instead of do it, the expenditures detailed out by division, maybe just having it detailed out by object so all the divisions are included in one object. I don't know if that would make it easier.
It would probably be easier if a board member were to receive the entire packet. It would lend itself to less confusion.
This committee made a decision not to give this full packet to the full board anymore. That this was for your use only.
Right.
And that we would only give the board the...
And yet it's certainly available
if
a board member...
So certainly, and it gets posted as the minutes of this meeting. So.
Okay. Is there anything else on the financial reports?
Nope.
Is there any other business?
It's a good time to be on the finance committee. Have I mentioned that?
Awfully quiet, yes. Written communications?
What about the plan for the restroom?
Well, we kind of addressed that.
I think from our perspective, unless we hear
the
committee
wanted
to have an interest in,
we're still in the first 3 months.
Yeah, we're at the second month now where we're not meeting our reserve target. So we're not quite to that point in time where I think we need to worry yet. And see what October, November operations are, and if we have a significant deficit by November, then I think we'll want to present at least start preparing for what we want to present to this committee and then recommendations before what we want to do about that. Like I said, because it's the cash reserve target, a loan could resolve that an issue. Cutting operation costs or reducing one time costs, books and other things, and slow hiring, slow buying is another strategy. They're different, depending on the level of an issue we have. I don't believe we have a structural problem, so I think what we're seeing are one-time issues.
Right.
And yet, we maintain the a couple of points above our budget as far as revenue, but hold not use that as an excuse to exceed the expenditures.
Yeah.
We could make reserves easily.
Yeah. And we can also reduce the reserve target at the board level if we wanted to. So, when you're sitting on $2 million or even 1.9, it's the wrong time to cut really quick. So I think there are a lot of different strategies we've been employed before looking at reducing services
in
our operations.
Absolutely.
And I will give you a warning that the new IT manager is doing a phenomenal job and identifying a lot of places and a lot of the efficiencies we've been looking for but hadn't achieved. In addition to Polaris, I just mentioned the print management system. There's a lot of things that I'm not prepared to go into tonight, but we may be coming to you and asking for an investment in beyond what we did in the ILS. We have some spare money out of that, but we may want some additional funds to just really do what we just need to do to get there. Mm-hmm. Instead of just, we've just been waiting for so long and we're so close. And it may mean just,
a valid request, but I would need a better reason than do what we need to do.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we've been trying to get to the 21st century, and we may actually have a chance of getting there.
With the pre-processed book purchase, the new ILS, as far as I'm concerned,
there's a lot of things for the public, though, that we, in terms of the computer systems, the computers that the public is using that are long overdue in terms of improvements.
Oh, certainly.
The library is closing. Please end your session. We're closing in 5 minutes.
One other, I should have, on the, under the other business, I was asked to find out what it would cost us to get ourselves up to the full operating hours target that we had set last year. And I think we came, you know, we're within a relatively small amount of that, but we're not 100% of the way there.
We can't discuss that tonight because that was not on the agenda.
But can I put it on the agenda maybe for our next meeting and request information?
I think that's also, I think that's something that should come from the full board.
We can start it here and bring it to the board.
Okay.
Sure.
I can tell you that it's come up at the administration. Well, I can't talk about it because it's not on the agenda.
I should bring it up at the board. Okay. No written communications. Calendar. According to the plan, our next meeting would be December 16th. And yours truly will not be in town that week. Would it be possible to do it on the 9th instead of the 16th?
I won't be in town on the 9th.
Will not?
Here we go.
Here we go. Well, or we have it without me if we can do it on the 16th.
I am.
We'll leave it on the 16th. Do we know about our MIA? No.
I mean, I'm assuming I
will. I can meet on the 23rd.
No, I won't be.
No, I'm gone.
I'm really getting down.
2 weeks in there.
I will check with David and see. Everybody else can be here on the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
I will check with
the 16th is a Monday night.
Yes.
Yeah. I can be here on the 9th.
If it were the 10th, I can make it, which is the Tuesday.
David can't. Definitely has a council meeting that night. The new
mayor. Tuesday nights are bad.
Yeah,
right.
That happens to be the council night for bringing in the new mayor and stuff.
The 10th or the 17th?
The 10th. I think it's...
Didn't we move it to the 16th because it's the 2nd and 4th?
It's the 2nd and 4th, so the 10th would be...
Council.
Yeah, it would be council.
So why don't we move it from the 17th to the 16th? Or does that matter to you, Dick?
Doesn't matter. I'm going that way.
You're about to be old.
I'll leave the end of the week.
I'll leave it on the calendar for now and wait and see.
Okay.
I'll then do as I'm told.
Okay. So maybe the thing we should do is confirm with
I'll
David.
I'll confirm with David if he will be there on the 16th. If he cannot be here on the 16th, I will see if he can be here on the 9th. And then whichever way we get a quorum, we'll...
But the plan was the 16th, so let's see if we can leave it there, and then if not, then try the week before. Okay. Any other issues tonight? Mm-hmm. The meeting will be adjourned. 29 minutes.